There's a Gemara in Shabbos, Pechef, and the Gemara writes as Gemara. The Gemara says a wonderful thing. Says the Gemara like this: every single day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to mekabel the Torah. Every day, he went up to Sunday. The Gemara says Monday, Tuesday, v'chulei. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai to mekabel the Torah. Zug the Gemara in Shabbos. What happened on Erev Shabbos? What happened on Friday? Says the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu did not go up to Har Sinai to learn Torah with the Rabbeinu Shlomo. What's the pshat? So the Gemara is the kasha. What happened on Friday? What was different Friday to Thursday to Wednesday? Says the Gemara, Modiki Yisodo Boisai. Says the Gemara that on Erev Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was too busy preparing for Shabbos Kodesh. And from this Gemara, Rabbeinu, we learn a tremendous Yisod, which is something that I want to speak about. And that is, we see Moshe Rabbeinu was a Yid, the leader of Gant Klal Yisrael. There was nobody bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. He probably had all the servants he needed working for him, Yom Ha'Loila, day and night. But Afal Pi Kein, Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he can't go up to Har Sinai to learn together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why? Because he has to prepare for Shabbos. And we're going to see, Be'ez Hashem, Rabbeisai, the halachas of Erev Shabbos are unbelievable halachas. There's a lot of halachas. There's a lot of halachas that are again on Erev Shabbos that we have to know. And it comes sometimes very interesting. A lot of people, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, are busy with Hilchos Beirut, Hilchos Bishul, Hilchos Muktzah, and it's also important. Oh, but I think it's important to spend a couple of shiurim to learn what is the halachas of an Erev Shabbos. And there's many halachas of an Erev Shabbos that we have to know. And these things are not stam halachas. I'll give you an example. A lot of people think that the halachas on the preparation on Erev Shabbos are a hechatimtza for Shabbos. They're a means to an end. Meaning, if you want Shabbos to be prepared, then you've got to prepare. Meaning, if you want to have hot food, you've got to make sure you're going to do it. If you want to make sure everything's clean, you've got to clean up. It's not that way. The cleaning and the preparation we do on Erev Shabbos is not simply so we should walk into Shabbos and everything should be ready. The preparation on Shabbos Kodesh is be'etzem, the most unbelievable mitzvah that a person can do. This Be'ez Hashem is something that we're going to learn, Be'ez Hashem, in the next couple of shiurim. So number one, I want to start at this. Shmuel Pinkus used to say a moshel. Shmuel Pinkus used to say, what is Shabbos Kodesh? Before we go to Erev Shabbos, what is Shabbos? So Shmuel Pinkus says like this. He says, can you imagine, which you probably can't, if a person is sitting in a movie theater, he's sitting in a very, very scary movie, it's a huge screen, the picture is pitch dark, he can't see anything, not the guy next to him. All he sees is this huge screen, it's like a 3D, it's coming out at you, right? And it's petrifying. This one's chasing you, an antimizer, right? It's petrifying. And he's sitting there completely involved in what's going on, and he's petrified, he can't even move, he's so scared. All of a sudden it ends, the lights go up. Ah, it was only a movie. It was only a movie. Zuk Rav Shimshon Pinkus, that's exactly what Shabbos is. The whole week we're busy running and doing this and that. No, Shabbos comes along. Ah, we relax. Everything is tranquil. All the melachas have already been done. No creations on Shabbos. Shabbos is megala to us what life is really about. Which is what the Gemara says, that Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. It's a taste. It's a little bit like Olam Haba. Obviously, Olam Haba is much greater, but Olam Haba is the best. Shabbos is a little taster into what Olam Haba is about. Not only that, but I think it's amazing. How do we go and describe someone if you want to say that he's frum? So what do we call him? A Shomer Shabbos. Why do we call him a Shomer Kashrus? Why do people say, oh, he's a Shomer Kashrus? He's a Shomer Taras HaMishpat. Nobody says that. What do you say? You say a very simple thing. You say he's a Shomer Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is the essence of a Yid. Shabbos is the essence of Yiddishkeit. If a person is keeping Shabbos, he be'etzem is a Jew. I'll give you an example. I was just now in Chutzlar, it's to Menachem Oval. So I heard by the Shiva, my mother-in-law was sitting Shiva, and her grandfather was the Rav of Liverpool. So there were people, a lot of older people over there that are telling amazing stories about what went on in Liverpool not that many years ago. And one of them said, I was there, it was amazing Maisa. They said like this, they said that many people in Liverpool in the olden days, not so many years ago, that when it came to Kashrus, they were Makvit. It came to Haris Mishpacha, they were Makvit. When it came to Tfilah, they were Makvit. Shabbos, unfortunately, it just didn't work out. And a lot of people have their shop open on Shabbos. They tried shticks of selling it to a goy, all sorts of things. I'm not going into whether it's mutar or asur, I don't know. Oh, but they told me, and unbelievable, this is someone who was there in Liverpool. He said to me that if you have a look at all the people that open their shops on Shabbos, there's not a zecher of them left in this world of Yiddishkeit. They were completely, their future doyrus were lost completely to Yiddishkeit. There's not a zecher of anything Jewish left in their family. Whereas you look at the families that almost nefesh the Shabbos Kodesh, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren are now sitting all over the world in different places and they're from a Yidin. Shabbos Avosai is the makor of all bracha. As I state in many, many places, that if a person wants bracha, hatzlacha, parnasa, wonderful things, Shabbos Kodesh is one of the most amazing things that a person can do in order to mekayim that. I always say this maysa, I love this maysa, I say this maysa every single time I talk about Shabbos at the beginning of a cycle. My favorite maysa of the Russian boy. Right, so you do the maysa, everybody I'm sure knows the maysa. The maysa goes like this. There was a Russian boy that came over from Russia with his ganze family, and he slowly but surely started, he wanted to become from. He liked the Orthodox matzav, he wanted to become from. So slowly persuaded his parents to send him to the school that Rav Palm Zatzal made for Russian Jews that wanted to become from. So he went to this school. His parents weren't so happy with it, but they said, you know what? No, alright, so you can go over there, as long as it doesn't bother our lives. So slowly but surely he got a little bit formal, he was keeping Shabbos, he was keeping kashrus, so you have to be very careful, right, not to eat in the house, you have to be careful on Shabbos, not to do all the other things everyone else in the family was doing. Lemaisa, his parents decided one day, you know, this is getting ridiculous, you know, every Shabbos, the whole family sitting around the TV watching, on a Saturday morning, and it's like a family reunion, so to speak, and this boy, our son, sitting in his room, quiet as can be, it bothers us, he's not taking part in the family matzah. It bothered them a lot. So one day, Rabbi said, Maisa Shehoya. One day, the mother calls down the son. She says, hey, have you done your homework yet? He says, what do you mean? Well, homework, it's only Shabbos today. I've got till Monday. No, do it today. He says, listen, I keep Shabbos. You know I keep Shabbos. I'll do it on Sunday morning. No. She says, I want you to do it now. He says, come on, you know I keep Shabbos. I'll do it much of Shabbos. Straight after Shabbos, I'll do it no problem. No, do it now. And they start having an argument. And she starts telling you, you're ruining the family's peace. You're ruining everybody sitting together on a Shabbos, and we're doing whatever we're doing, and you're in your room, not the Seder. Do your homework. You know what he does? It's unbelievable. What he does is he goes over to the door, he puts his hand into the door, and he slams the door in his hand, and he shows his mother his broken hand, blood dripping down it. He said, Mother, I can no longer do my homework, my hand is broken. That was the mysterious nefesh that they had. I know the kasha. That was the mysterious nefesh that they had for a Shabbos Kodesh. Now, the Maisa, when we learn that Lachos of every Shabbos, we're going to see amazing things. We're going to see that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us, begs of us, to enjoy Shabbos. He wants us to have beautiful food. He wants us to have nice looking tables. He wants us to enjoy Shabbos, Oinik Shabbos, sleep, eat, sing. It's supposed to be a beautiful experience. And sometimes people say, what for? Who needs it? So the Maisa, you have to realize that Shabbos Kodesh is the Ribbono Shel Olam's day. That is when you are together with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can't be busy on your phone, you can't be busy on the computer, you're not doing driving, not doing anything. Everything is kulay the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the day that you are spending with Hashem. Therefore, Hashem wants you to be as happy as possible. I'll give you a marshal. Imagine if you got a phone call from a massively famous multi-billionaire. Right? You get a phone call from him. And he says to you, listen, I want to tell you something. I've heard about your skills of cooking. You're supposed to be an amazing cook. I'm making a chasana for my one and only daughter. My precious little daughter. The only chasana I'm going to be making for this daughter. Yeah? I want you to cook for the chasana. And you're thinking, wow, what a job. It's unbelievable. Right? And he says, listen, not stam. I want this to be a chasana that everyone will come away and say, wow, that was a chasana. And make sure that everything is gorgeous, beautiful, unbelievable. Because it's all on my name. And if anything's not good, they're all going to come to me. So you put down the phone, you think, that's amazing. Then you think to yourself, hold on a sec, this is not going to work. You call him back. And you say, thank you very, very much. I'm flattered that you appreciate my skills and whatever. But I've got a major problem. I can't afford all this food. I can't afford all these unbelievable things that you want me to cook for the wedding. Are you crazy? I haven't got this sort of money. And he laughs. He says, you're shigging up. You think I want you to pay for it? I'm going to pay for it. It's all on my bill. That's what he says. Zok lemaisa mayudik. Shabbos is everything is on the Ribbono Shel Olam's bill. Like the Gemara tells us in Beitza, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that everything on Shabbos you buy is free of charge. It's on the Ribbono Shel Olam's bill. Why? Because he wants you to enjoy Shabbos as much as possible. Remeila Rabbosai, that's the reason over there. Now, I want to start now going through some of the Ikka halachas. We're going to go through many different halachas. For example, we're going to go through halachas of doing washing, laundry, cutting nails, cutting hair. What's the halacha of getting dressed, tasting food? What's the halacha of eating a suda? What's the halacha of traveling? All these halachas on the gate to Erev Shabbos, which Be'ez Hashem will be spending the next two shiurim learning about. So we'll start like this. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos of Kuf Yizayin Amar Beis says like this. Lo'onam yashkim odom lo'hoitzeh Shabbos. Because it says in the Pasuk Shenem, V'hoyo b'yoyim hashishi. Right? So from here the Gemara brings that there's an inyan for a person to get up on a Friday morning, on an Erev Shabbos, and prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Zuk Rashi, what's the mitzvah? Bahashgoma. Right? Because it says, Baboike. Baboike is the morning. You got to do it as soon as possible. The Shiboyileket brings the Tanchuma, says, Vohoyo means immediately, and therefore, straight away, on Yom HaShishi. Zuk the Prima Godim, Baboisei, Moyudik and Afkamina. Between Rashi and Shiboyileket, it's very simple. Lefi the Tanchuma, it's got to be earlier than normal. That means even though normally a person's not allowed to go shopping before davening. Normally you can't just wake up in the morning, go shopping, and then come and daven shachris. No! First thing's got to be shachris. Over here, since it's got to be so early in the morning, earlier than normal, on a Friday morning, therefore, you should go even earlier, and you're even allowed to go before shachris. Vashayikin if you actually know. But it means the first few hours of the day, as long as it's in the morning, you're okay. Now, that's why if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, it says yashkim. Right, you should get up mamish early on a Friday morning to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. And you have to remember, the preparations of Shabbos Kodesh are a mitzvah saseh min haTorah. We're not dealing with chumras and nice things to do and alpi kabbalah. We're dealing with mitzvah saseh daraisa. That means with the same mitzvah is to put on tefillin every day. The same mitzvah is to eat matzah on Pesach. The same mitzvah is to listen to the shofar. Many, many different mitzvahs. Is the mitzvah of preparation of Shabbos Kodesh is included in all of that. The Svarim, the Sefer Chassidim brings it, Svasemos also says, that a person should prepare for Shabbos with a great Sesemcha. Pashit, the moment of Sesemcha, that a person prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. It's most unbelievable. Adkin Ekach, right, we know, everybody knows the Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara Kedushin says the mitzvah should be done by who? By you. Mitzvah Boyer should be Shluchai. Why? Because when the mitzvah is done by yourself, it's much more chashuv. We see from the Gemara, the Gedolei HaMoraim were busy themselves, making salads, collecting wood, doing it themselves. Either could have got somebody else to do it. No, you got to do it yourself. That's why I always say, right, for example, this morning I gave a shit to the women, so I told them, sometimes, you know, you go to a place where there's nothing for you to do. You go to your mother's house, you go to your parents-in-law house, you go to a hotel, nothing to do. There's still an Indian to prepare something for Shabbos Kodesh. That's a preparation. We're dealing with preparation. Again, preparation doesn't mean stump. We're dealing with mitzvahs. I said derisus over here. Mamash not boshed. No, we're going back to. We're going to get to all the shadows of showers as we move on through the halachas. Let's move on to Rabbeisai next. We see from the Gemara in Shabbos Kufi test that the Amoraim, Gedolei Amoraim, were busy themselves preparing for Shabbos. They used to be busy cutting up vegetables, collecting wood, whatever it was. Ask the Chavis Yoyin, Simon Reishay, an unbelievable kasha. Ask the Chavis Yoyin, I don't understand Pshat in the Gemara. How can you tell me that the Amoraim were busy doing what? Preparing for Shabbos. This mezalzel in the covet. The mezalzel in the covet. Horaya, right, we know. God will cover their brias, right? Shadoich Eloi Sasei Shabbatayah. For example, right, everybody knows. Shulchan Aruch Hoshim Mishpat Simon Reisham Gemel. If a zaken, an older person, a choshev a talmud chacham, he sees an aveda on the street, he sees something that he needs to return to somebody else, it is asa, suk b'shulchan aruch, to be machme. He's not allowed to pick it up. Why? Because it's a zilzun in his kavod haTorah. If that's the case, ask the chavishya, what are these amoraim doing preparing for Shabbat? He was making a salad. Can you imagine Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shvita standing in the kitchen cutting up cucumbers? If you walk into the house and you see your Chaim Kanievsky, right, or you imagine you saw a Kiveiga, Kailiguru Kiveiga, the Chofetz Chaim, standing in the kitchen on an Erev Shabbos preparing a cucumber salad. You know what's going on over here? I'll do it for you. No! They held that it was a Gavaldic Gazak for them themselves to prepare for Shabbos. Kol Shekeinas. So the Chavisel wants to know why. It's a zilzal in their covered. Just like by a Veda, you're not allowed to pick up an Aveda because it's a zilzal in their covered. Same thing over here. On the other hand, everybody knows the Gemara in Sukkah Mem Gimel. When the Gemara says over there, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, by the Simchas Beis HaSheiva, he used to take the eight flags and the ganze dancing, a whole matzav, right? Memaisa. What's the answer? When it comes to mitzvah ben Odom lechaveroi, then achanami. Then you can't be mitzvahs and you're covered. Oh, but when it comes to ben Odom lemakoim, between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom, there's no zilzol. Preparing for Shabbos Kodesh is between you and the Rebbeinu Shalom. Don't, nobody is potter from this. Nobody is muchashav. Do not have to do a preparation of Shabbos Kodesh. Now you should know, from the Rishonim, a person should be oisek in tzorchei suda. If you get an opportunity to be busy preparing for the meal, that is a wonderful mitzvah that a person is oisik in, as Osh did in Aruch HaShem, the Kol and other Rishonim as well. There are those that say if you're being preparing as well, you're oisik in the preparation of the neiris, of the candles, that's also Tzoruch HaSuda, and that's Pesedu. But I want to tell you a modik of Etziah. The Kafachayim brings the Sikot and Hay. Also Mishavur also. That Rizal, it's also better than Marisha, that Rizal says that the sweat, that a person sweats on Erev Shabbos, preparing for Shabbos is mechapa for all the averus, erases averus. Just like tears, we know a person cries and he's davening to Hashem and tears come down, it erases averus. Zukta Marsha, Zukta Arizal, Zukta Chafachaim of the Sikot and Hay, the sweat that you sweat. In other words, if you have your bedroom, you start, you know, sweeping, doing sponger, cleaning up this, that, and the other, and it's hot and you're sweating from it, that's like a galvalda goes up. You're being mechapa for the averus. You know what that means, Rabbi Sadam, but you good. That's great news for me. No. Right? It's a murder kikapa. What? Sekhos Torah, the difference is Sekhos Torah, Pseida. Oh, but this is, you have an opportunity every week of the year. 52 times, it's a murder kazah. You should know. The Peleyot, by the way, says that preparing for Shabbos is mesachin gam habris v'hamidin yovin. Now, there was a maisa brought down, this man Arizal, that Arizal brings a zah maisa, there was a chosid godel. A chosid gadol that went to the marketplace on Erev Shabbos, and they watched that he went backwards, forwards, backwards. He kept on going. He was going this way, then he was going this way, this way. They said, why don't you just go once? Why are you going so many times? He said, very simple. Schar psiyas ikka. I get schar for every minute that I walk on Erev Shabbos to the makolet, to the market, to buy things for Shabbos. Again, Rabbeisa, I'm showing you. There are tremendous mitzvahs to be got on an Erev Shabbos when a person prepares for Shabbos Kodesh. Ad Kedei Kach, the Rambam in Perek Lamed says, Kalamar B'lahochin Tzorchei Shabbos Harizem Meshubach. We found such a Rambam by Pesach, everybody knows. The more we speak about Yetzias Mitzrayim, Harizem Meshubach. Zut the Rambam. The more preparation that you do for Shabbos Kodesh, you get praised in Shemayim. It's an unbelievable thing. For example, the Shulchan Aruch and Seven Reish Nun says that a person should sweep up. Or, for example, in other places as well, a person should cover the tables. Not only the table that he's eating from, but all the tables in the house should be covered with a tablecloth. It's a covered Shabbos to have a tablecloth on over there. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I want to start, the main halakha that I want to get into is number one, laundry. Are you allowed to do washing, are you allowed to do laundry on an Erev Shabbos? So let me start like this. What's the Makar? The Makar is the Gemara in Baba Kama, pay based on another. Zug the Gemara over there, pay base on an Aleph in Baba Kama. Ezra came along and was masakin a takana. He made a takana. What was his takana? Shir mechabsim b'chamishi b'shabbos b'bnei kovet Shabbos. That you should do all your washing for Shabbos. When? On Thursday. On chamishi b'shabbos. Zug Rashi, in order for you to have clothing, wash clothing l'kovet Shabbos. Zug the Rosh, you wash clothing on Thursday the Kovet Shabbos, because on Erev Shabbos there's no time. What do we see from that? What's the takana? What is the takana of Ezra? And it's a big enough gemina. When are you guys going to do the washing? Thursday, Wednesday, or Friday, if you're allowed. So, number one, what's the takana? The takana pashtus is to have clean, fresh clothing on Shabbos Kodesh. Really, you should do it when? On Erev Shabbos. But since you have no time, or by doing it you'll have no time, so therefore Ezra was Masaka do it on Thursday. Comes along the Magen Avraham and Simon Reish Mem Beis. Says the Magen Avraham, sorry?
It's one of the Kones
Ezra? One of the Kones Ezra, yeah. We'll get to a few more. Yeah. Says the Magen Avraham and Reish Mem Beis Gotten Gimel. Sorry?
Sulalises.
Yeah. Says the Magen Avraham and Reish Mem Beis Gotten Gimel that you should not wash anything on Erev Shabbos. That's what he says. Don't wash on Erev Shabbos. Which is mashma from the Magen Avraham, that the takona over here is not to wash on Erev Shabbos. Zug the Eliyahu Rabba, zug the Maimon Malach, all the Achronim are busy saying, what's going on over here? There's no gzeira not to wash on Erev Shabbos. Forget. If you look at the gzeira, it's not that way. The gzeira is, l'maisa, is to do it on Thursday, right? from the Rishonim it comes out that the Takana was bedavka to wash on a Thursday, the Kavod Shabbos. Right, and that's the Maisa, how many of the Acharonim, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, are bedayak from the Shulchan Aruch. Why is the Shulchan Aruch bringing it in Reish Mem Beis? Reish Mem Beis is the halachas of what? The halachas of, for example, of preparing for Shabbos Kodesh. In Reish Nun Aleph is the halachas of not doing other things, work on Erev Shabbos. So in other words, they want to say that the Yesod of Ezra is not that you shouldn't do it on Friday, that you should do it on a Thursday, which means Rabbeisai. And this is the Pesach Halacha of the Mishnah Berurah Halacha. If you have an opportunity and if you can work it out to do your washing on a Thursday, that's the best. You may come to Kanez Ezra and it's Gevaldik. If you didn't get an opportunity, or things got dirty, and that whatever, you need things for Shabbos because you haven't got a clean shirt, then there is no Issa to do a wash on a Friday, I think if it's after Chatzos. So again, Rabbi Yisai, simple. Obviously we're talking about Shabbos clothing, we're not talking about we're doing a wash on a Sunday for my Monday shirt that I need, that's Havada Mutter. We're talking about if you're washing a Shabbos shirt, it's the best thing to do it on a Thursday if you can. If you can't, then we are Mako, you could do it on actually Friday itself. Now Thursday, by the way, Thursday night, 1 second, Thursday night is Mamish Mutter. Right, as opening all the posts, even though there are Rav Nissen Kavetz with Taka Machme, or the Meister Odetzian, Rav Nissen, Rav Zion Orbach told me Thursday night is for sure B'Sei De Gomel, there's no Shai in the Bechlal. What's that? Us what? Because we're doing Malacha, you mean?
Yeah, it's Malacha, the Shabbos doesn't start the when it starts,
There's something else, again, one of the reasons why they asked it, and this is very important for what we're going to get to in a moment, is that they asked it because in the olden days, and we have to explain this, it took a long time to do a wash.
Mm.
Washing was meant you had to go to the river, start soaking, start scrubbing it, then soap it, then do it again, then let it dry. It's a ganta maisa. So we have to, in a minute I'm going to get to that. It did nowadays have anything changed. With the washing machines that we have, they're very good. We have to get to that. I'm going to get to that very, very important nakuda. But before we get to that, I want to speak about the nakuda. Again, I know somebody, that's got many, many, many children, right? I think 10, 11 children. He says to me like this, if we don't do a wash any day of the week, then the pile just goes up to the ceiling. In other words, Sunday to Friday, they have to be washing up. That's a vadabota. We're not talking about someone that has to do it every day. That's boshin. We're talking about if you can masadu your wash of Erev Shabbos to be on Thursday, then you're Makayim Tekonis Ezra over there. By the way, it's the same thing by Erev Yontov as well. You should do the washing on the day before Erev Yontov and not actually on Erev Yontov. Now, the shy that everybody wants to know is like this. Bizmaneinu. Nowadays, top shanayim dalit. Did anything change? We have washing machines. One of the main reasons why Ezra's masakin to do the washing on a Thursday, not a Friday, is simple. Because you're not going to be busy on a Friday. Nowadays, we're busy. What's it take? You take your finger, you press the button, you put everything in, you put some soap on, and there you go. An hour and a half later, you come back and it's all done already. Right? It's half even dry as well. Dry the same thing. Oh, you're saying good. Now, the Maisa
Azoi. But you said we're still busy. Friday is a bad time. Very good.
Some poskim want a taina, for example, Rav Scheinberg Zatzal, Rav Belsky in America, and others want a taina that nowadays the takana doesn't apply. Because nowadays the main reason is because of tircha, it's not such a tircha, but many they want a taina, it's mutter. Roy poskim hal no. And I'll tell you why. There's a famous goyim, and you have to know this in everything, that when Chazal give us a reason why they said something, just because that reason went away, doesn't mean it's mutter. Why? Because there's hundreds and hundreds of other reasons that they didn't tell us. And therefore we don't know if they're all not there. Mimela, Zug the Poiskim, and as I passed in the Maisa, many, many Gedolei Poiskim, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Rav Nissen Kavetz, Rav Zion Orbach told me that's how we passed in Halacha. Even with a washing machine, the Gzeira still applies, the Takana is still intact, and therefore, a person should try as much as he can in order to do the washing on a Thursday. That's very, very important. Avada b'mokim tzorich, a person can be makel and do the washing on Friday without any shaila whatsoever. Now, let's move on now to one more takana as well. Where are we going on? Another takana of Ezra. Another takana of Ezra in the Gemara Bava Kama over there is very simple. By the way, I have to mention to you, what about ironing? Many poskim taina that ironing is the same as washing, which means lechatchila you should try and iron your Shabbos shirt when? Thursday. If you don't get the opportunity, if it gets greased, then for sure you can do it on a Friday. Now there is a shaila, what about giving it to a goy? What about giving it to a goy shadraiti in the chutzlaretz? I'll give it Friday morning to him, and Friday afternoon, right before Shabbos, I'll come to pick up my dry cleaning. What's the halacha over there? So in the Maisa, a lot of posts can tie up. But Bezril Orbach told me it's the same thing. But Bezril told me that there's no chilit in a goy in a yid. The fact that I'm giving my washing to a goy and he's doing it, the takana is a takana. You're meant to do it on a Thursday. But again, the all posts that I make them, they say, no, giving it to a goy is beseder, because there's no tircha to me. The whole problem is what? I'll tircha. If I give it to a goy, there's no tircha bechlal. So they want a tainer, there's a mokum over there to be mako. But again, a lot of posts come up. Machme, again, ironing would lechayra be the same halacha. Now, we've been ironing again, you should try and do ironing on a Thursday, if you didn't get the opportunity, or the shirt is creased, whatever, then 100% you can be mako to do that. So again, we're coming out very clearly, washing lechatchila on a Thursday, if you don't get the opportunity, you can do it on a Friday. Now again, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday for the washing for during the week, you can always do. You don't have to wait for Thursday. Otherwise, I don't know what's going to happen in Yeshiva over here. Right? Thursday is going to be like the busiest day now. Yeah. Because everybody's going to like start piling it up. Of course, you could do washing on a Sunday for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, yeah. But for the Shabbos clothing, that you should do on Thursday. Now, boys, I want to finish with one more. Yeah.
I'd say a chelik between ironing and laundry.
What's the chelik?
Because laundry is necessary for
Shabbos. And ironing is not.
You could go with the crease shirt. We've done it.
We have to know as well. In Hilchos 9 days, it's also similar. Right? Some boys can say, just like you can't wash during the 9 days, according to Lopez, you can't iron as well. It's not everyone's masking, but again, it's a different actor. It's available. Okay. Right, it was big presses. Nowadays, what do you mean? It's a whole matzah with the steam and the sprays and the answer. Okay. Yesh v'kilim on the ironing. There is a mocker to be more make on the ironing than the washing or masking. Right, let me get back to what you say. Next. I'd like to discuss as follows. The next Tekonis Ezra. This is the next Tekonis Ezra. You know, maybe. Yeah, we'll discuss this Tekonis Ezra. I think we have time. The next one is Tekonis Ezra is as follows. The next one Tekonis Ezra is making chalas. Making chalas. Ezra was masakin, right? The Gemara brings down Baba Kama Shkoyach. Pei Beis Abad Aleph. Shitei Isha Mashkemes V'yayifa. That a woman should bake chalas on an Erev Shabbos. Right, there are more passing this way in Reish Ben Beis Yivalot. Now that is the minik v'hu mekoved Shabbos be'ein l'shanos. It's the lotion over there of the Ramah. The Rav Shulchan Aruch says the same thing. Ein l'shanos. They're very stark about this baking on Erev Shabbos. Now there's five main reasons why we bake challahs on Erev Shabbos. Sorry, reason number one. In number one, Takanas Ezra. As I state, Lashon HaGemara. Right. Yeah. Number two, covered Shabbos. Number three, pass Yisrael. I want to make sure that a Yiddish person make the challah. Reason number four, lekayim mitzvahs hafrashas challah. And number five is doymit lechem aponim. That's why, by the way, each challah normally has six braids. Times that by two, because it's lechem mishnah, you have 12. 12 is lechem aponim. The Taz brings down a very interesting meaning. The Taz brings down that straight after you take out the challahs from the oven on Erev Shabbos, put them straight on the Shabbos table. Because then it's more doymit lechem aponim that you'd straight away break it, put it straight on the table. So it's the Maisa Gavaldik HaZachan that we're talking about over here. Now, the Maisa, the nafkamina between all of these reasons, or some of them, is many nafkaminas. One of them being, when do you have to bake it? If it's the covered Shabbos, maybe it has to be Friday. Right? If it's a Poshash Chalim, maybe you could do it even earlier. Lemaisa, the Chofetz Chaim goes wild with this halacha. Says the Chofetz Chaim, I don't understand. The halacha says, why is everybody buying chalas from the bakery? Why is the bakery making so many chalas? There's a halacha, there's a takana, which there are more paskas than halacha. You're meant to be baking your own chalas. So why is everybody busy going to the bakery? The Chofetz Chaim's mom is screaming over here. Answers the poskim, a simple yisoid, a very big yisoid. That Lemaisa, this is what Bezril Orbach told me from Furish, that the Yisrael is like this. If the challahs in the shops are tastier than your challahs, then owning Shabbos wins covered Shabbos. So the reason they taina, why people are busy going to the bakeries buying when even though they're meant to be making their own house, is because obviously they're enjoying the bought challahs more than the made. I'll give you a dogma for myself. I'll give you a dogma. My wife, Baruch Hashem, makes kavaldik of fresh challahs. The problem is my kids, who have lived in this country for too long, they like these really hard, crusty, crispy challahs. They like that. They don't like the freshly made challahs. So for them, it's more than owning Shabbos to buy challahs. Poshut. So the Maisa, again, about this, a chosh of the inyam we'll get to. But I have to tell you this, I have to be very careful, right? This morning I gave a shade to the women. Right? If I'm going to start telling the women you're not allowed to buy challahs, show me racham what's going to happen to me, right? They're going to start throwing tomatoes. So I have to be careful. So Avada, there's a mokiv to be makel, 100%. If you enjoy the bought challahs better than the made challahs, then Avada, there's a mokiv to be makel over there. Now, one second, let me just finish the inyam. I just want to finish the inyam, the Maisa. And actually, well, you know what? We'll finish, no, let's continue this Indian of Challahs, because there's a lot to speak about by Challahs. I want to get into eating the Suda and traveling on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem. I just want to finish with one last thing. If you look at the bracha that we make on Shabbos Ma'ariv, right, Friday night, by Ma'ariv over there, we make a slightly different bracha by Ma'ariv right before in Hashkivenu, right before Shemoneh Esra. So normally we say, Shema Amo Yisrael La'ad. When it comes to Shabbos, we say, "Apoyes Sukkah Shalom Aleinu va'al Kol Amo Yisrael va'al Yerushalayim." We seem to be giving a very, very big dogash, a big impression on the shmira that the Ribbono Shel Olam does on a Shabbos, that it's not during the week. Zog the Shiboli Alekat, Shiboli Alekat. He brings the following moshul of what Shabbos is. He says, "Amazing." He says, "Imagine if you have a melech, a king." That this king is a mighty king, a wealthy king, a famous king. And he's going on his travels right now with his army and all the troops and all the soldiers. And everyone's got arms over. It's unbelievable. All of a sudden, for some reason or other, I don't know how it happened, but the king got separated from his soldiers. Now he realizes, oh my gosh, I'm by myself over here. They could kill me. So the first thing he does, he takes out all the guns that he has on him and he starts holding them all ready to go, right? Because if Chas v'Shalom, someone will come, he's going to kill him, right? He waits and waits and waits and waits, and eventually the army find him and they get him and the soldiers surround him. What is the first thing he does? He puts down his guns. He doesn't need them anymore. I'm protected. Zukta Shibri Leket, that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos, during the week, we need protection from the Rabbanim. We need to try our babies and malachot, all sorts of things. Shabbos comes. Shabbos, we have a special shemira. We no longer need the regular protection. I want to give you a Maisa Shehoya that's brought down in the Hagdoma to the Eish El Avot, the Buchat Sherov, right? One of the Gedoli Poiskim. He says over there, he brings down this Maisa, Muridika Maisa. He says, what happened to him is as follows. Happened to him that his parents were living in a faraway town, and he heard that there's a bigger commotion, there's a bit of trouble over there, they're starting with the Jews. He said, that's it, I'm on the next train to go visit my parents, I have to see if they're okay. So what does he do? Gets on the train. A few days down the line, it was obviously a few days travelling, they stop in the middle of the journey, there's a strike. It's over. We're waiting until they make all their plans, because you're not going nowhere. That was a very dangerous place. He stopped in a place that was dangerous. There were people in the train that were dangerous. He was a Jew. There were other Jews. They were very, very nervous. So some people managed to get a hotel nearby. Some people stayed in the station. Some people stayed on the train. Whatever they could, they tried. But it was very dangerous. 12 days later, he says. 12 days they stayed there. 12 days later, they said, we're releasing one train. Whoever wants to go on can go and continue to the town that obviously his parents were living that he wanted to visit. It happened to be on Shabbos Kodesh. Now all the Jews got out and said, well, the Koach Nefesh, we're allowed, because if we don't go now, who knows what's going to happen over here, that's the Maisa, Koach Nefesh. He says, no, I'm not going. And they're persuading him, they're saying, Rebbe, you've got to go. You've got to go, Koach Nefesh, you're allowed. And he says, no, Shabbos Kodesh, I'm not going. And they tried, no, I'm not going. So the Maisa, they went, and that was it. 3 days later, the strike ended, he went on his train, and off he went, Lamaisa, to visit the town. And he says this in the Sefer. What he saw was indescribable. He saw that the entire town had been completely slaughtered, including everyone that was on those trains when he left on Shabbos. And he said, that's the shmir of Shabbos Kodesh. When a person keeps Shabbos properly, there's a shmir that he gets on himself, on his entire life, on his entire family. It's an unbelievable shmir. Rabbi, on Sunday, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to go weiter in the halachos of Erev Shabbos.